Hunters. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
Oh, here we go for a Thursday.
I think Thursday is my favourite day of the week.
Really?
I'm just going to declare it right now. This is happy day for me.
That's good. That is a massive call.
That's a big call.
There are six other days that are fuming right now. They are absolutely blowing up deluxe. I'm glad you're in a good mood, though. Why Thursday, your favourite day?
Oh, because it's past hump day, it's nearly Friday, but you still feel productive. I always feel kind of lazy and worn out on a Friday, and Thursday you still feel good, you still feel like you've got some energy, you still got some work to do. It's all good.
Well, I'm not productive any day of the week, so I'm glad you feel productive.
You got your own vibe going on, don't you?
How are you feeling, Crevo?
Never better.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
Jess, how about yourself?
Thursdays are my worst day of the week.
Oh, no.
I hate Thursdays. We know this.
How good's day chat, by the way?
But that's fine, though, because Kath's got enough energy for the both of you. So yeah, you'll meet somewhere in the middle
there.
Come
wake me up, then.
Okay. Is Alfie in today?
No.
Well, maybe that's the problem.
Maybe
just
that's
go home
the
and get him.
Get the dog. That's a good idea.
All right.
Oh, cheeky
no guarantee
trip
I'll
home.
Come back.
No. We need you here this morning. Right, is anyone watching the David Beckham documentary on Netflix at the
I'll
moment?
I'll put my hand up. Yep.
Oh, my God. It is phenomenal.
Oh, really? I've been tossing up whether to watch it or not.
Jess, treat yourself.
I've been saving it to
binge. Yeah, that's perfect for the weekend.
How long is it? Is it binge worthy?
Well, there's four episodes. They're all about an hour long.
I got to two of them last night. Watched that thing about the Guinness yesterday.
Oh, how good is it? Are you enjoying it, Crevo?
I am, actually.
Well, that's testament to the fact that you don't have to be a sports fan or even a soccer fan to enjoy it. Because Crevo doesn't even know the difference between a soccer ball and like an NRL ball, and you put it in front of you.
Well, clearly NRL's round. Everyone knows that. So.
Yeah, see, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Honestly, Kath, treat yourself. Over the weekend,
All right. If
you can spare 4 hours, I know it's a long time.
It's 4 hours away from Fortnite for David Beckham. That's a big call.
I know, it's a big sacrifice.
It's a very big call.
I'm telling you, it's very good. Right. Yeah. It's got a chokehold on me at the moment.
I was caught in within the first 10 minutes. So give it that long. And then if you hate it, watch something else. Live your own life. Don't let Netflix's algorithm tell you what to do. That's what I always say.
Anyway, no point asking me what I've been doing yesterday, because that's all I did.
Watch the
Beckham documentary.
It's interesting, like, a lot of the shots in it, and you guys will see this. It's him just... And he's got so many tattoos now, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Compared
he's
to when he was young. Mm. And it's just like a very close-in shot. I'm like, what does that one say? Just trying to
read him.
Yeah, read around.
Distracted.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. It's going to be a great show ahead, family. You're waking up with the Novos here at New FM. And, of course, a local news chat up next.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
And I had a pretty decent rant about this yesterday morning, but top of the news today, Jess, is that the legislation has been introduced and seatbelts are going to be added to mobile phone cameras.
Yeah, so the state government says that this is something that needs to happen as part of, you know, trying to make cars driving, being on the road safer, because they've found that, you know, all the statistics say that not wearing a seatbelt does lead to very bad consequences on the roads. 142 people lost their lives on New South Wales roads in the 5 years to 2022, and the victims weren't wearing a seatbelt. So they're introducing this legislation in a bid to ensure that everyone is. I mean, there's been so many stories, even like in our news the last couple of months, where, you know, police have pulled someone over and there's someone laying on the back seat without a seatbelt on, for instance.
Yeah.
That's happened in a couple of cases, so.
Which seems, yeah. I mean, if they're laying on the seat, that's not a safe way to travel.
Not at all.
Traditionally. I mean.
Just as one example.
It's a safe way to be a sardine in a can.
Yeah, right. But that's not what we are.
That's not what we are. We are different. Just slightly.
Not in a can.
Exactly right.
So can we start getting fined for these straight away?
Today?
Do you know then? Is there any idea on when it's going to start being implemented?
Or? Depends when and if the legislation proposed is passed. So it's been introduced. Now it's got to go through the rest of the hoops.
Oh, right. So we've still got ages.
Probably.
That's fine.
Most likely.
You don't have to put your seatbelt on just yet. If you're in the car panicking, don't worry about it.
What do they even do
don't
anyway?
Don't listen to Stephen.
No, of course. Buckle up. Be safe. I've been silly. I'm being silly.
Click, clack, front and back.
Hey, that's a nice rhyme. I've never heard that before.
I haven't heard that for ages.
Yeah, it was introduced in the 1800s.
Oh, there you go. Back when you were in school.
When I was a young fella.
All right, moving on swiftly. What's going on with the supercars, Jess?
Well, the Premier put his 2 cents in yesterday. Pretty cranky that no one seems to make their mind up over the 1 year or 5 year contract. Oh. It just keeps going back and forth. There are talks that apparently supercars are sitting down with all the teams this week to give them an update on the 2024 calendar. And they're looking like they're going to potentially release it next week. And if the council and Newcastle can't make their mind up, then we're probably going to lose the Newcastle 500 to Bathurst. So...
Well, I feel like the calendar's already out later than it usually is. Isn't it normally out early October?
Usually.
So wow. We're already like a couple of weeks behind.
So there's some can kicking down the road going on.
And somebody needs to extract a finger is basically... I think what the Premier was trying to say.
Well, from where, yes. Kath?
Use your imagination.
All right, okay. From the finger shop, maybe.
Just get it done.
From the just
give us the Newcastle 500.
Literally.
God.
Yeah. Even if it's a one-year contract, just sign something.
That's it, yeah. And then we can worry. And then we can kick the can further down
until later. It's fine.
We absolutely
find a
love
contract
that.
And be done with it, right? It's a major event. It's good for Newcastle. I know that some people around the trackside don't like it, but, you know, pros, cons, it's a good thing. Yeah. Do it.
There you go. Kath's just said it all.
I've just made the decision.
Go
all
sign
right?
the contract for him.
Well, you can probably. You probably can.
All right. Calendar out tomorrow then. Newcastle 500.
On it. According to Kath. New FM. Patchy cloud about today. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley. As you wake up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM, here's one of our best bits from yesterday's show.
And I want to defend the right of every adult to just hoe into their rice bubbles, their frosty cornflakes, their
fruit loops, language.
And indeed their Cocoa Pops. And we're going to go to Emily in Tenilba Bay. I'm pretty sure she's going to be with me, aren't you, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. I am. I eat Fruit Loops.
No, you don't, Emily.
Wait,
you
what don't. Age are you?
I'm late 30s.
What? Are you sure you're not just like two kids like at a theatre with a big jacket on?
No, she's a grown woman and she eats her Fruit Loops with pride.
Okay, one for Team Cat. There we go.
Unbelievably.
Oh, I can't believe this. Next to Killingworth, Christine, do you love kids' cereal or are you on the right side here?
I'm on the right side, but I'm ringing for my beautiful friend Jodie, who's in her 50s,
and
I'm dobbing her in. Yeah, I'm dobbing her in. she loves Cocoa Pops,
yes.
too.
Wait, but you don't, do you?
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
no
thank way. You. That's one for Team Stephen and Craven. Yeah. One apiece at this point.
Some sensible people in the Newcastle.
There's a few.
To see.
There's a few.
All right, Maitland next. Morning, Mel. Where do you sit in this debate?
Oh, good morning. Absolutely. There's no such thing as kids' cereals. We all have an inner kid that's inside of us.
Yes.
So I say Fruit Loops, absolutely dry with no milk. I say Cocoa Pops with whole milk and rice bubbles with Milo and banana. You can't go wrong.
Rock on. I'm loving the rice bubbles with the Milo. That's just an awesome choice. And we'll go to Joe in Newcastle to cement this, right? You're on Team Kid Cereal, yeah?
Yep, for sure.
Awesome. What's your cereal of choice?
Yep, Cocoa Pops for sure.
See, Cocoa Pops for the win.
Okay, well, Kath, I've got to give you one of these. Woo-hoo! Kath has earned retained the right to eat Cocoa Pops for the rest of her life. Stephen, yourself and I, we've lost this
That's
one.
That's the last you hear about it from us. No. We'll accept defeat humbly.
It's a tough one to accept, but we've accepted
You'll
it.
You'll cope.
Yeah, we will.
The Novos on UFM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. Lakesidefestival.com.au.
Guess what?
What?
There's a festival on today.
Come on!
Kath is Newcastle's festival queen.
This one's really interesting, actually. It's the Hunter Innovation Festival. Over 500 of Hunter's leading innovators and startup business people getting together for a bit of a chin wag. That's happening at the Newcastle City Hall today. A couple of interesting people on the lineup too, including the 2023 NAIDOC Person of the Year, Professor Kelvin Kong, and Siobhan Dawn Curran, who's a really interesting person, she's the Director of Entrepreneurship at University of Newcastle. I thought it was really interesting, and if I wasn't, you know, here, I would probably be there.
What time is it?
It runs all day.
Oh, what excuse have you got?
I think
I would be there. Why don't you go there? And your girlfriend Siobhan's there as well.
Different Siobhan.
Ah.
But you know what? I think all these innovators, right, could have come up with a more unique way to get together than a festival. You know, the festival's been done a few times. How about we innovate something more exciting than that?
Well, maybe we should put that on the agenda for them.
That'll probably be their first order of business, I can imagine. What are we doing next year?
If it's not, it should be. And you should be there, Kath, to let them know.
I'll be their patron.
As Australia's number one festival reporter, I recommend you should be there to report on it.
To be fair, though, if it wasn't a festival, we wouldn't even be talking about it. So maybe they knew that. That's why they named it a festival.
Maybe.
They wanted the publicity.
They've got us hook, line, sinker, don't they?
Yeah, they've got us right there. Oh, well, very good. If you're an innovator, be there. Or don't. It's up to you. Cloudy today. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley. As you wake up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM, here's one of our best bits from yesterday's show. And for this next story, we find out how every single person on Earth could become a billionaire.
Right, okay.
You'd be totally into this, wouldn't you, Creeper?
Absolutely. You're starting to understand my psyche, right? So NASA have just launched, speaking of psyche, the Psyche mission, which is this, basically they've sent up this big rocket. It's gone up already.
Yeah.
It's on its way to this asteroid at the moment, right? They're sending it off to this asteroid. But what they've calculated is this asteroid is so rich in minerals. That if they were to bring it back to Earth, it would be worth, get your head around this, $10,000 quadrillion.
I can't even begin to wrap my head around that, if I'm honest.
So how many zeros?
So it's about 20, yes, 20 zeros.
20 zeros is a very big number.
It is, right? So that's, like I said, enough to make every single person on Earth a billionaire.
Is it really?
Yeah, or if you just divide it amongst all the countries, that would be $50 quadrillion for every country, right?
That's outrageous. So are they bringing this asteroid back?
Unfortunately not.
For what reason?
That's my question.
Probably cost $50,000 quadrillion to bring it back?
Well, it would still be in the positive, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. So why don't they, this is what I don't understand, and I think I should get a job at NASA, right? Because they just need to listen to this advice. In fact, if any of the scientists are listening, write this down, get your pen and pad out, right? You nerd. So when you send this rocket up, chuck a couple of extra Oki straps, maybe, you know, those big ratchet straps that you use on the trucks. Tighten that thing up and bring it back to Earth so we can afford to fix some of the stuff that's going on here. Have they not heard about the Taro Bridge? I think you could build a brand new one, right? Anzac Bridge in Sydney, way bigger. It was only, I looked it up, $170 million to build that. You can afford that.
Done.
There's a massive pothole on Ingle Street in Waratah.
Oh, here we go.
I want filled in. All that could be sorted.
I'm having visions of that Bruce Willis movie where they tried to mine on a asteroid or something. I can't remember the name of the movie, but that's kind of what I'm thinking we probably should be doing, is mining the asteroid.
Look, mine it.
You just want to bungee it back.
Just bring it back, and then we can sort it out once we get it here.
The issue is, though, Crevo, if everyone becomes a billionaire, then in effect no one's a billionaire. We're all still, if you give it to everyone equally, then we're in the same spot we were to begin with.
That's what I'm saying, though. Just divide it amongst the countries. All them potholes and stuff sorted.
Hey, wouldn't be a problem anymore. Would be able to see a doctor?
Yeah, exactly. All of that. You want to see one? Bulk build? No dramas. Medicare's got plenty of money now.
Prevo for president, 2024.
I'll take it. You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM.
And how does $100 worth of free fuel sound, family?
Oh,
not
yes, please.
Not too bad, hey?
Always a good thing.
Absolutely it is. Your chance to win it with three of a kind coming up right after 6 o'clock.
That's right. Now, though, this is an animal, I guess, in totally the wrong place. It's a kangaroo at a Hungry Jack's store.
Okay.
Now, it didn't get in. It was trying, though. The footage of this is hilarious. It's doing the rounds at the moment. Basically, it's at the door, and it's like, you know how they stand up? They go, that's awfully human. Like, they're flexing their muscles and everything, like the big males. It's standing up at the door, And at one point, I swear, its front paw, like, knocks on the door.
Well, trying to get in.
Trying to get in. Just wants a bloody, you know, what are those?
A whopper or
just
something.
Just wants a whopper. Yeah, he just wants a whopper. And how rude's this? None of the employees want to let him in.
What?
I mean,
no way.
Kangaroo rights, if anything, are they're at a, you know, in danger here.
You reckon?
Well, I mean, if I owned a Hungry Jack's and there was a hungry kangaroo out there, please, sir, can I have a whopper? As if I'm not going to let it in.
I just, sometimes you got to question whether the kangaroo would be able to pay for said whopper, you know? Like, I feel like they're running a business first and foremost.
Mm.
If, you know, if the kangaroo's got some cash stashed in its pouch or something like that, no dramas, that's all right. But otherwise, you can't come in.
But they throw out heaps of food.
What?
So you reckon they can just donate one? They can just,
yeah,
you know?
Sure, one of the ones that's gotten too cold sitting on the rack, just chuck it out.
Well, or, also, I mean, bold of you to assume it does not carry any money or credit cards.
Well, I mean, look, I'm pretty safe with that assumption.
I'll sleep
pretty well tonight, knowing I've profiled the kangaroo in that way. I think right. That's okay.
After a while, anyway, it's knocking on the door, it's not let in, takes off, goes around to the drive-thru, right?
It doesn't.
Towards the drive-thru, right? And then everyone's upset, right? Because he's skipping and trying to get in front and skip in front of the line. And everyone's like, absolutely not. And then, like, they're having a cry. Kangaroo takes off. Absolutely no food. I just think it's unfair, like I said, towards kangaroo rights that hasn't been served.
All right, well, you got to be the change you want to see in the world, Crevo.
Absolutely.
So what are you doing about this?
Well, any kangaroos that come to my shop,
yep.
Crevo's on Clyde Street, welcome in.
Okay.
Well. As long as they bring money. Because obviously, can't just let them have stuff for free like Kath's thinking.
Well, you're going to pat them down at the door, make sure they got some cash
no,
on
I'll just ask. What do you got? You got money to pay for that secondhand chair? If you don't, you're on your way.
All right. Well,
hop on.
Maybe you're finding your way into an untapped market.
Well, that's it. Every way to make a dollar is a good way to make a dollar, is what I say.
On new FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
It is Newcastle's favourite game and we play it at the same time every morning. It is Three of a Kind and we're going to play right now with a $100 fuel card. Up for grabs. It's a very simple game. We say three things. You tell us what category they belong to.
That's it. You've done it. You've explained it.
Well, it's a pretty simple game. We know a lot of people haven't had their coffee yet in the morning. They're still waking up, rubbing the sleep out of their eyes.
We keep it nice and simple. 4967-4105 if you'd like to play this morning. Would you like an example?
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. Do we get to play this morning?
You get to play.
Yes. Okay, so our names are our buzzers, of course. So, Crevo, we've got to buzz in with our names.
Yeah.
What have you got for us?
7, 9, 10.
Stephen.
Yes, Stephen.
Are they numbers?
That's not actually what I was thinking of, but we'll take that answer.
They are numbers.
What were you looking
right?
for?
Television stations.
Oh, of course. Oh,
that's a good one.
They are also numbers, though, so I would have got it. And look, we're harsh. We're fair. We're harsh but fair rulers. So,
that's
you know,
right.
If you get it right, you get it right. So we don't have to give it to you.
We would have taken numbers, is what Stephen's saying. All right, if you want $100 worth of free petrol, and let's face it, you do.
And we're throwing it out, apparently, with answers like that.
Yeah. 4967-4105. Call now, and you can win yourself a $100 fuel card just for solving one of those three-of-a-kind things, right? Simple as that. 4967-4105, and we'll get your calls on the NX.
1, 2, 3. On new FM. This is the Novos Three of a Kind.
It is Newcastle's favourite game and we have $100 worth of fuel up for grabs. Plus, of course, don't forget, guys, everybody that gets on the radio with us all through this week goes in the draw to win this fantastic Lakeside Music Festival experience, 2 nights accommodation in a beachside apartment, plus a family pass to the Lakeside Music Festival happening in Foster Cuncurry. Cuncurry, get the wrong way around. on November 4th.
Oh, it's always, but wait, there's more.
I know.
Prizes on prizes on prizes.
Because you could get there for free with the $100 fuel card. How good's that? Drive on our
winning
time.
Winning on winning on winning. Let's go and get our first contestant of the morning.
Please,
Mac. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right, let's go and get...
Jeez, the chemistry between you two is electric. You guys should push on and start a podcast. It'd be a bit of fun.
Could take our jobs. We could be some strife here.
Watch out.
In Newcastle, contestant number two is Christy. How you doing? Is it Christy or Kirsty?
It's Kirsty.
Sorry, Kirsty.
That's
all
right.
Can't read my own writing.
Everyone ready, though? Everyone feeling good?
All right, let's hand over to Quizmaster Stephen.
All right, let's do this. Unfortunately, we do have to do a bit of housekeeping, some of the boring stuff beforehand. The scoring works, everyone. First to two, best of three. And you've got to remember, your name is your buzzer. So, Brad, we'll test your buzzer first. Go ahead.
Brad.
Lovely. And then, Kirsty, you're next.
Kirsty.
Easy. Two buzzers working. Let's get into it. Best of luck to both our contestants. The first one I've got for you is Chic Country Road Seed.
Brad.
Brad was quickest there.
It's women's clothing.
Yeah, I'll absolutely take that. Clothing shops is correct. Well done, sir. One on the board to Brad.
Right, Kirsty, don't feel the pressure too much, but you need to get this next one to stay in it, all right?
Okay.
Oh, shit. Cool, calm and collected. Yeah, don't you worry. Like it. All right, next one I've got. Scoop, Muck, Dizzy.
Kirsty.
Kirsty was quickest there.
Bob the Builder.
Yeah, Kirsty. Bob the Builder is correct. Yes. Well done.
Sorry, never would have got that.
Neither we're not.
No.
These boomers in here, they're, you know, Bob the Builder after their time. Yeah. All right, let's get into it.
I wrote it when I was 60. It was a bit of fun.
All right, here we go. Final one. We are in a decider, Creeper. Have you got some dramatic music for me?
Of course I do.
All right. For all the chockies, one apiece. Best of luck, both our contestants. Your last one is Flush, Straight, Full House.
Brad.
Brad, quickest there?
It's Card Scenarios.
Oh. Are you accepting that?
Oh, Brad, I love you, but I don't think I can, unfortunately.
Really?
I can't take Card Scenarios.
That's the first thing to come to mind.
I understand. It's a pressure situation. We can't take that, though, unfortunately. Can we hand it over to Kirsty?
Did we let Kirsty have a go?
Well, I didn't hear Kirsty buzz in, to be honest.
All right, let's go to another one.
I think we need to.
We're going
to
start a fresh slate here. All right, so we're still one apiece.
Oh, hang on, sorry.
Bonus round, golden point. Here we go.
It's free three of a kind. You thought you were getting three? You get four this morning.
What a treat.
How good's this?
What a treat.
All right, here we go, team. I've got for you. Budgie, Cockatiel, Galah.
Brad.
Brad was quickest there.
It's got to be birds.
It's got to be birds.
It's got to be birds.
Congratulations. About $100 worth of free fuel coming your way, mate.
Thanks very much.
Now, Kirsty, you were so close in there. As our runner-up, can we get you back for another go tomorrow?
Yeah, why not?
Yes! That's what I like to hear. Happy winners all round. Plus, of course, everyone in the draw for the Lakeside Music Festival experience too. What a warm and fuzzy way to start your Thursday here at New FM. Superb spring weather for the foreseeable future. Today, tops of 21, a bit of cloud around, and 22 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
New data's come out about where Australians like to travel to, and shock, number one is Bali.
Of course it is. A bunch of Bali bogans, aren't we?
Deep down.
But number two is a bit surprising. Going to tell you about that next.
Okay. Now, though, team, some people in this world, they want to see the world burn. They're just nasty people, aren't they? And one such man is Ed Curry. Right? I kid you not, his name is Curry, which is so ironic because he is a chili farmer from the States who crossbreeds chilies for heat.
Oh.
And I mean real heat.
Right, okay.
So he currently holds the world record for the hottest chili, which was, of course, the Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
It's like hotter than pepper spray. This stuff is like lethal, lethal. But he's just recently, last week, beat his own record with a chili that I reckon is three times hotter. So,
whoa.
This is called Pepper X, the name of this new chili, right?
I love that.
And it's a product of a decade-long mission too. This is a quote from him. Make a chili that gives immediate and brutal heat. That's so psychotic, isn't it? Like, why is that your mission in this world?
Real talk, is that dangerous for one's health? Like, would you get sick from eating that?
You need to. Well, he reckons there's, like, health benefits to it and stuff like that. Outrageous. Surely you have to sign a waiver and stuff like that. Anyway, he's been testing it for the last 5 years.
Sure.
So this is some of the quotes from his testing period. I was feeling the heat for 3.5 hours, then the cramps came. So then the cramps. cramps came 4 hours in. Those cramps were horrible. I was laid out flat on the marble wall for approximately an hour in the rain, groaning in pain.
I love how he's built a special marble wall to help himself cool down after chilly experiences.
Right, so that answers the question about whether or not this would damage your health. The answer is yes.
Absolutely it
seems
would.
Seems like it.
A bit of context for those playing at home to put this into perspective. You're a bit of a chilli connoisseur, Crevo.
I love it.
And chilies are measured in this unit called Scoville heat units.
Yeah.
So that's how they measure it, I guess. And a jalapeno pepper is 5,000 on the Scoville heat unit scale. It gets 5,000 unit points, Scoville points, right? A habanero pepper, which was the hottest chili 25 years ago, had the record, 100,000 points.
Right.
So, you know, like it's getting exponentially bigger. Pepper spray, 1.6 million. Mm. We then have the Carolina Reaper, just higher, 1.64 million. Mm. 2.2 million units on this Scoville heat unit scale. We have bear spray, to like they use to, disarm grizzly bears. And then at 2.69 million units, we have this Pepper X. That is outrageous, isn't it?
I think this man needs a new hobby.
I think he does, doesn't he? Like, and I'm all for, like, a bit of spice in my curry or, like, in my Thai or whatever.
Yeah.
But you also want to have your taste buds intact. You don't want to burn them off.
And not have hours of cramping, yeah.
It just can't be fun for anyone, can it?
When they move over from, like, measuring it from the little chili pictures on the side of the bottle to bears dead, I go, that's not for me anymore, even as a guy who loves chili.
New FM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
The Novos. All right, so yesterday, guys, I was doing some business out at Warner's Bay, and I was just come up to lunchtime. Right? Yeah. I was feeling a little bit peckish. Like, oh, I could use a little bite to eat. And I've had a look online, and hello, what's this? Lim's Kitchen. Oh, this looks good.
Like Lynn's Kitchen, no?
No, like Lim, L-I-M. Lim's Kitchen. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I had ducked in there, right, and got like the little sweet and sour pork lunch special, $13, right? Huge. If you're hungry and in the area and you're looking for the most delicious,
a succulent Chinese meal,
this is your opportunity because, oh my God, if it's such a good deal and you're looking out over the water, $13, the place was packed.
And not just quantity. Quality as well.
It was delicious. So fresh. So if you're after, a cheeky meal and you're in the area, it's obviously the locals know about it because it was packed.
Where did you say? Warner's Bay?
Yeah, on the Esplanade there.
Oh, yeah.
Recommended. Okay. Highly recommended as a little local treat.
Very excited for that. Indeed.
Well, perhaps you could go to China.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's an option as well, I suppose.
If you're on a different wicket.
Well, Navi Caspians usually prefer a local holiday. We're going to be talking international holidays next on 105.3 New FM.
Superb spring weather today. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley, mostly sunny here at New FM.
Why would you want to go anywhere else with weather like that?
Good question, Kath.
Well, I guess there's a whole world to see. And
there
different
is a
cultures.
Whole world to see.
Also what he said.
So travel habits have been changing a lot post-COVID, right? Because we went from being able to travel everywhere to not being able to travel everywhere to being able to travel to selected places. And the things that people travel now for is changing quite a bit. So there's things like cleanliness and access to hospitals and doctors that people are thinking about that they previously weren't.
Of course, different priorities now, yeah.
Exactly, right. And it's changed the way that people are traveling. So once upon a time, if you go back a couple of years, right, Asia was like the biggest destination. Everybody was going to Bangkok and Manila and Philippines and what have you. What's happened now is it's shifted and it's changed what's happening for the bookings going forward. So two lots of data have come out recently, one of which was looking at countries that people wanted to travel to. Mm-hmm. Unsurprisingly, Indonesia / Bali.
Yeah, Bali bargains represent.
Give us a bintang singlet.
New Zealand number two.
Oh.
Yeah, nice and close
nice
to home.
And close. And it's always been there because there's obviously a lot of travel.
Put some beers in the chili
for
bin.
For holidays, it's now actually coming up. Number three is Italy.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Who could go? You can't go wrong with Italy.
Yeah, no, but it was previously like not in the top 10.
Stunning.
And, number four and rising and believed to be the most popular destination for 2024 is Japan.
Really? Wow.
Which is where Scotty Frappelli's running.
That's right, the chippy himself.
Well, he's getting those numbers up single-handedly, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right. He's over there eating sushi and stuff.
Quickly through the top 10 cities. Number one is Auckland, number two, Bali, number three, London. Four is Queenstown, five, Christchurch. Six is Fiji, which is a whole country that's not really a city.
Yeah, so Bali's an island.
I don't know why, but seven, that would be obviously an Andy. Number seven is Tokyo, eight is Bangkok, nine Singapore, and 10 Manila. That's according to Webjet on the forward booking. So this is people that have already booked the travel for next year.
Yeah, there you go.
These numbers have made me feel a lot better. I guess they've like justified or reinforced the belief I had that everyone I know is in Italy this summer or this winter going over for there for summer. I swear all on my Instagram feed was just everyone was in Italy. I'm glad to know now that it wasn't just me, but yeah, it was, you know, the country as a whole is heading over to Italy.
All of Australia.
I was feeling so jealous. I was like, man, I must be the only one who's not there. Turns out I actually was the only one who wasn't there.
You've understood the situation.
I think it is fun, though, to think about where you'd like to go.
Oh, fantasizing, yeah.
Some people are kind of like, I might go, you know, to Japan, and they book it and they're gone like 3 weeks later, if you know, if you can afford it. But most people I know, and particularly a lot of Novocastrians, you know, doing it pretty hard, cost of living is tight, but you still want to have a nice holiday, they will plan and book for like 2 years in advance.
That's how you get the good deals.
That is true.
Well,
what
this
he
is
said.
True. But let's go and ask them, shall we?
Okay.
4967-4105. Where do you want to go? If you could, like, teleport and it wouldn't cost you anything.
Where do you want to go?
Where do you want to go? Do you want to go down the road? Maybe a trip to Port Stephens?
Well, it's up to you. I think we're going a bit more ambitious.
You can go to Foster Town Curry.
Yeah, well, that's it. Of course, we're getting on the show today. You get yourself in the draw for a Lakeside Music Festival experience. Now, this includes not only your family pass to the festival itself, but you get two nights accommodation in a stunning beachfront apartment.
Oh, how good
get
is that?
Get away from it all.
Yeah. This is stunning.
I mean, it's accommodation and a show and a day out, you know. This is exactly what you want. So I guess that magic number again, 4967-4105. Where are we going?
That's
Where's
right.
your dream holiday?
A little dream holiday. This morning all together we can go there in our minds. It'll be fun.
We'll talk about that next on 105.3 New FM.
Lovely spring weather today. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley as you wake up with the Novos here at New FM.
And we are talking travel this morning and your desirable overseas locations. We put this up on the socials last night, got quite a few suggestions. 4967-4105 if you want to add your wish list to our calls this morning. Lisa wants to go to Disneyland and California and to London to see the Harry Potter stuff.
That's pretty cool.
That sounds fun. Nicole wants to go to Finland to see the Northern Lights, which I think is awesome.
Yeah, that would be good as well.
And Callie wants to go anywhere without her kids.
Well, that's just a bit of a laugh.
That'll do it as well, won't it?
You know, there's so many great places to visit, aren't there?
Yeah, my personal one, and I've had this on the bucket list for a very long time, is there's a train trip that you can do that goes across Central Asia and China. It's called the Silk Road.
Oh, I've heard of that.
And I've wanted to do that forever. That's kind of my wish list. Where would you like to go, Chris?
Oh, for me, it'd have to be off to Portugal, you know, eating like grilled prawns on the beach and sipping Aperol through a curly straw.
You just want to go there after that wine river earlier this year.
Oh, yeah.
You guys remember that?
Yeah,
all that wine that was going down the streets?
That's right.
That's what appeals to you, I think.
Well, I've got it on my little list here. That's part of the trip to Portugal.
For me, the bucket list item's always been Japan. I'm sure it'd be, you know, like such a eye-opening experience in terms of seeing different cultures, but also I just wanted that life-size Mario Kart they do there. The big go-karts. That'd be so fun. Throw a banana out the window, all that kind of gear, I'm sure.
Well, that all sounds fun. And, of course, this is where we're living at the moment. So fantasy travel. you can join in with us this morning. Let's go to the phone, shall we?
Yeah, let's go Thornton first. Morning, Katrina. Where's your dream destination?
Morning, guys. I'd love to go Scotland and Ireland.
Oh, nice. Any personal connection there, or you just always had it on the bucket list?
A bit of both. My family's from both Scotland and Ireland, so I'd love to do all the history. But, yeah, I've just wanted to go there since as long as I can remember.
And do you love a man in a kilt? Yeah,
yeah, I do.
Well, there you go.
Ticking all of...
I particularly like it when they call you lass. I don't know why. It just works for me. Lots of people on the socials want to go where their family is from. I think it's a really kind of, you know, genuine travel wish is to go and see where you're from.
That's it.
God, but go to Scotland Island. That's a long way to go to see family. I won't drive an hour to go see mine sometimes. Imagine getting on a plane. Unreal.
UFM. The Novos. And this is New FM at breakfast. At breakfast.
And family, last night, a massive fixture for Abysmal Abilities. So those that are new to the show, this is my five-a-side mixed team. I play every Wednesday night.
Ramble.
Yeah, Lake Macquarie Regional Football Facility, I think it's called. It's just Spears Point there.
Yeah.
Big game last night.
Big crowd.
Because, well, yeah, my partner Siobhan decided to come and watch.
Sell out.
Now, this is a lot of pressure. Like, yeah. I don't really like her coming because, yeah, I feel the extra pressure. The partner curse is real. You always play worse when they're there. And that's always been the case up until now.
Last night,
three goals, couple assists, a big win for Abysmal Abilities.
Oh my god!
Happy days.
He's gone and done it.
She was very, very impressed, which was good. And like my teammates, they were so good as well. Because I'm clearly the worst player on our team.
But they're like three goals.
They're like, see plays like this every week. Thank you guys. Thank you. I certainly don't. But they were, yeah, they're trying to feed me the ball a bit more so I could like kick more goals. They're looking after me. Eh?
You know what it means when you've broken the partner curse, though.
What's that mean?
You got to get married now.
Oh, well, let's put the brakes on that quickly. Let's just hold that up. Hopefully Siobhan's not listening because that's an awkward conversation when we get home, that is. Oh, dearie me.
You should see the panic on your face.
I'm trying to figure out how to negotiate this without offending Siobhan.
Good luck with that.
I hope she's not listening.
Hang on, let's just... How's Stephen feeling?
I've gone from, in the space of 2 minutes, on top of the world, you know, and she's like so infatuated with me, to in the doghouse. Thanks for that, Kath. No dramas. That's all right. I'll just throw me a shovel at least, please.
Kath is right now. She actually can't even deal with how happy she is with the whole situation.
Shovel or a ladder to help me get out of this hole I'm in would be lovely.
No, you're all good. You enjoy that.
Yeah, okay. Right, I'll just drown.
You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley.
And the Jets, the men's side, start their campaign this Sunday. They're heading to Perth to play Perth Glory, of course. Ryan Scott in the building, getting ready, of course, for the season. And chat with us very shortly.
Guys, have you gotten into threads yet?
Look, honestly, I played with threads for about 2 hours on like the day it was launched, and since then I haven't had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, so for people who don't know what Threads is, when Twitter kind of crashed, the Zuckerberg team, the Facebook team, rapidly developed this thing based off basically Instagram, but it's a text version, and then they called it Threads, and it never really kind of hit. It got a whole lot of people like you initially jumped over, played with it for a few hours.
Yeah.
But your community wasn't there, right? Mm. And people didn't connect. And the big difference is that Threads isn't showing you in your feed the people that you follow. It's giving you the people that it thinks you want to see based on its algo, right? On the algorithm. And so that's why it hasn't worked for a lot of people.
So there's a bit of work setting this up. I remember it was the same when I first got TikTok.
Yeah.
Because it just shows you a bunch of random stuff. And then based on what you like, it goes, I'll give you similar stuff.
Mm. So you have to teach the algo.
Yeah. You've got to do some work to make it work for you.
Yeah.
Right. So okay.
Reds has had a little bit of a renaissance in the last couple of weeks because they finally got a desktop version, right? So you no longer need to have the phone app. You can get it through your computer.
Right, okay.
So there's a whole lot of people that, you know, were previously using TweetDeck and stuff and preferred to use Twitter on the computer that are now checking out Threads again. But they've also figured out they need to teach the algorithm, and they're doing it by praying to the algorithm.
Like at night. Get down on your knees, you know. Oh,
so the concept of praying to the algorithm is like a bit of an internet joke. Gone around for a long time. You can go and buy yourself a t-shirt that says pray to the algorithm if you like. But what they're actually doing in the Threads is they're going, dear algorithm, please send me, and then listing all the things that they're interested in, right? So it teaches the algo. So, for example, I did Please connect me with strong country women, Novocastrians, migraine warriors, NRL fans, election nerds, dog lovers, Fortnite addicts, academics, journalists, and radio people.
There you go. Right, so that's okay. All the stuff right? You're into.
All the things. And you can look at them and they're all quite different. Like Beer for Tim has gone, dear algorithm, I want craft beer, photography, Notre Dame football and bourbon.
There you go.
Good choices. And Meredith is a bit of a book lover, so she's gone, okay, I will try this algorithm wish list thing. She wants book lovers, writers, fighters, cats or their humans, runners, summer lovers, fantasy fans, sci-fi folks, ghost friends, horse people, and my personal favourite, swashbucklers.
Don't know what that is, but...
Pirates.
Oh, right, yeah, cool.
I love the cats or their humans. I guess I'll take their humans if they don't have a thread to count themselves.
If push comes to shove. Also, if cats are using computers, which concerns me a lot.
The scary thing about all of this is it's actually working.
Oh.
So since I put my thing up day before yesterday,
yeah.
I've had maybe 500 people kind of connect, and my feed has dramatically changed. So I'm now actually seeing things like I'm seeing a lot more NRL. I'm
so they're listening.
A lot more Newcastle. The algo is listening.
Computers are listening.
See, like this seems like. It seems like a good idea.
Mm.
The problem is the stuff I want to connect with is not stuff I'm proud to write. I wouldn't want to publish that to the world. The good thing about TikTok, I just secretly like a video that pops up in my For You page, and I'm like, I don't know how this got here. Random.
I've been forced to watch it. Oh, no,
Stuff I'd want to put down is like... So, yeah, like some of my biggest guilty pleasure things I like to consume. Geordie Shaw. I love Geordie Shaw. You know what I really like? And this is so embarrassing.
Yeah.
They're like people doing dance videos on those arcade machines where, you know, they set up into four little spots.
Yeah.
Or like closet Matchbox 20 and Maroon 5 fans like myself, because there's so many people who are like, yeah, they're all right, but they're not my favourite band. They're no one's favourite band, right? And I sit there quietly like, yeah, man. No one loves these bands.
Secretly like, oh, that is my favourite band.
Yeah, so my only problem with this trend is I feel like I don't want to publish this to the world just yet, the things I want to say.
I'm the same. So for me, right, I've got these guilty pleasures, don't want to put them out there. Escape to the Country, that TV show where people, where people go and they're mildly disappointed by the size of a kitchen when they walk into a room. Actually, they think they'd like the cobblestone floors, but when they walk on them in person, they realise it makes their head a bit close to the ceiling and they don't want to bump it, that sort of thing.
God.
Also, I've got a secret passion for... affirmations, you know, live, life, laugh and all that sort of stuff.
There's a lot of that. So one of the other things about Threads is that it's positive bias like Instagram, right? So whereas Twitter is kind of, you know, a bit raw and a bit rough and certainly very toxic at times, the algorithm is actually tilted so that more positive content appears in people's feeds more often and you get a warm, fuzzy feeling out of it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's all well and good, but I still can't have people knowing that I like positive affirmations.
Okay, Crevo.
I thought we built a safe space here, but after hearing Crevo's, I am judging you. I'm sorry, mate. I really am.
I've been done in. You're waking up with the Novos here at 105.3 New FM.
And family time to get excited because it is 1-3 sleeps until the Jets men start their campaign. They're off to Perth to play Glory and ahead of their, I guess, season opener, one of their stars' new signing, Ryan Scott, joins us in the building. Morning, Ryan. How's things?
Good morning. Yeah, very well this morning. Thanks for having me.
Always good to have you here. So the girls are 1 week ahead. They started last week with the F3 Derby win. How involved are you guys with the girls?
Yeah, we have a little bit of crossover, more so, I guess, with our like promotion stuff. I think we train at different venues and at different times. But we've seen them at our members' day, things like that. And, they had a great result last week against the Mariners. And, we're going to Perth. I think we're going together because they're obviously playing before us. So, yeah, it's good to overlap at times.
And do you guys make an effort to try and watch the games as well and really get behind the girls?
Yeah, I actually had a bit of a watch on the... I didn't get to the game, but I was watching on the Paramount.
Nice.
But, yeah, if it's on, like, most of us, you know, enjoy watching football, so... we'll support the girls 100%.
Fan first, player second, I suppose.
Yeah,
now, new season, new gaffer as well. Robert Stanton's come in from Sydney FC. A lot of us haven't seen his style or haven't watched it closely. What style of football is he trying to implement? What can we expect to see from you guys this season?
Yeah, Rob's been great since he's come in. Look, if I could put it pretty basic, it's very attacking.
Really?
We want to score goals. We want to go forward really quick, which is, exciting for us and exciting for the fans. We're not going to die wondering, put it that way.
Are you worried as a keeper that you get left exposed? Everyone's going forward, you're like, I'm in trouble at the back?
I'm always worried as a goalkeeper, always. look. I guess live by the sword, die by the sword, I guess that's what they say. So, we'll try and win games. And, look, I'd prefer to play in a team that's being aggressive and trying to win games than just sort of sit back and sort of wait for the opposition to do something. So, looking forward to it.
Now, a lot of people, myself and Stephen included, have been watching this new Beckham documentary on Netflix. Yes. I don't know, have you seen it yet?
I have.
Now, obviously, one of the things that's been brought up is when he was a kid, he got given Guinness, right, to try and build up his size.
Yeah.
Did you have Guinness as a kid?
I did have Guinness.
What did you have to build up your size? Because you were very tall.
Yeah, I used to have a little sip of my dad's beer here and there when I could, when he wasn't looking.
That's a bit naughty.
That's probably as close to it as I got. But
it's obviously
worked. I thought
it was
a great doco, actually.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, isn't it? I'm not all the way through, so spoiler alert. Yeah. But I think Stephen's a bit further along.
There's no spoilers. It's all happened. It's
wow.
It's based on real life.
Well, if you haven't seen it, it's a spoiler, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to watch it this weekend, so,
Okay, sorry. My bad.
Let's get back to the football. So you got the first game against Perth. Are you in the team? Or have you not been told yet?
I hope so. We'll see.
So I haven't pulled you aside yet? Fly the folks over, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
no.
Nah, look, we've had a few practice games the last few weeks, which I've played in. But there's still another couple of sessions to go. And, never look too far ahead. So I've still got, two, three sessions. And then, hopefully I can, get picked. If not, then I'll support.
All right, here we do. Quick fire I need you to do here, Ryan, before we start the season. I want you to predict the awards for the Jets end of season, right? Okay. So before round one, who's winning Nigel Bogard Player of the Year?
Oh, Player of the Year. Jason Bertomier.
All right.
Frenchie.
Who's winning the Golden Boot?
Apostolos Stamatolopoulos.
Yeah, right. And who's your rising star?
Rising star is Lockie Bayless.
All right, there you go. We'll come back at the end of the season. We'll see how you went. Best of luck this weekend, mate. Fingers crossed you can get the job done against Perth.
Thank you.
The Novos on UFM. Get your tickets now for the 2023 Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry. Lakesidefestival.com.au.
So, boys, you know how yesterday I won and I was completely victorious and vindicated in my eating of Cocoa Pops?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I've erased it from my memory, but now that you mentioned it...
I just need to remind you.
It's back.
Yet again.
Yeah.
So I was playing Fortnite last night, as I do, and believe it or not, I was playing with a guy from Maitland. Hello to Deadshot. He's usually in the car around this time and driving to Singleton where he works. And he goes, yeah, I heard you talking about Cocoa Pops this morning. My girlfriend eats Fruit Loops.
Wow.
More vindication everywhere, even on the Fortnite, and it was streamed on Twitch, so that went to the world.
Wow, there you go.
I'm sure the Twitch comments were like, grow up, what's his name, something shot, something, whatever his name
Deadshot.
Was.
From Deadshot. Singleton, Deadshot. Or whatever he is.
Yeah, grow up, Deadshot, that's what they were saying, I'm sure, in the comments.
Eat an adult's breakfast. All right, well, speaking of eating, we're doing more of that up next, because there's new data out saying that people are eating dinner earlier and earlier, and I think it's an absolute crime. So, of course, we'll sort all that out up next here on UFM. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley, as you wake up with the Novos here at UFM, and fascinating new data out about people in Australia eating dinner earlier, and especially in Newcastle, they're eating dinner earlier and earlier. In fact, there's this like booking system where you go and book your restaurants, what time you want, Resy. They're saying 15% of all dinner bookings, which is way up from in the past, are now 5 p.m.
Really?
Which is nana dinner time.
That is outrageous. In my opinion, should be illegal. It's too early for dinner.
Why? If you go to bed early, you should be able to have dinner early.
Nah, have lunch instead. If you're going to bed
5 p.m.
If you're going to bed that early that you can't even have dinner at a proper time like 8 o'clock, just have lunch and be done with it.
8 o'clock's too late.
That is
no. 8 o'clock's too late.
8 is the correct time to have dinner.
No. 7.
Well, I actually feel like 6 o'clock's the prime time.
Oh, what for young children?
But if
is
6 o'clock's not available, my second option would be 5 o'clock.
Right. So if you were given the choice of,
it's
say,
early dinner
you know,
club.
You had a 7 o'clock seating or a 5 o'clock seating, you would go for the 5.
Yeah, probably.
That's because outrageous.
By the time I sit down at 7 o'clock, right? Yeah. I'll paint the picture for you.
Yeah,
well. Sit down at 7 o'clock. Mm. I order me, I look at the menu. It takes me a long time to read the menu. I'm not a quick reader. Mm. So, especially if there's not pictures, it takes me forever. So, I'm looking at the menu for like 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
Order me food. And then that doesn't come out for another 20 minutes. So, I'm all of a sudden, I'm not eating till 7:45.
The correct time.
So, I enjoy my meal for half an hour. 8:15, and I don't get home till 8:30.
You've got it all.
That's bedtime. 8:30's bedtime.
All right.
You've got a big dog.
What's that, sorry?
A little child he is. Kath, he's like a little child.
If it was up to me, I'd stay up later, but big dog tells me to go to bed. He rules with an iron fist, unfortunately.
Kath, you and I have this sorted out, right? We're on the right team here, the right side here, because we're saying that correct time to eat is at dinner time, for adults, right?
Yeah, except that I don't eat dinner.
Why are you even in this conversation?
So if I'm going out to a restaurant or something, I have to remind myself not to eat lunch because otherwise I won't eat dinner. I've got no appetite. No.
Kath has the latest dinner. It's breakfast the next day.
So I eat for the first time usually about 11 and then I have my dinner at 4, which... I don't know, maybe we'll be fine.
Well, maybe you're on Team Stephen here. You're having 4 o'clock dinner.
Well, it's my lunch and dinner combined. I only have one meal.
Okay. Well, that's very confusing. But I think
other words, I'm helping none of you out.
Yeah,
right?
I'm just over here doing
my own thing. Yeah. But, by all means, let's go to the phones. Let's ask Newcastle, what's the proper time to eat dinner? Is it okay to have a 5 o'clock seating at a restaurant?
No. I say absolutely not.
Or is that just
for
the kids?
Yeah, that's right. Only for kids. Stephen, you reckon it's fine?
Yeah.
I'm saying late dinners for the win.
You're proposing an early versus late dinners debate.
Yeah.
Is that what you're proposing?
Exactly. And I think the early dinners should be banned as well.
All right. 4967-4105. Do you agree with Crevo that... dinner should be later, or are you on Team Stephen? 5 o'clock dinner is fine. Give us a call. Everybody who gets on the radio with us this week does go in the draw to win a Lakeside Music Festival experience, 2 nights accommodation with a stunning beachfront apartment for up to 5 people, plus a family pass to the Lakeside Music Festival happening on Saturday, November 4 at John Wright Park in Tuncurry. There's going to be food trucks there, so you can eat dinner whenever you like. 4967-4105 is the number to call.
Lovely spring day, tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley. Mostly sunny today here on UFM. And we are, of course, talking the biggest debate of all time, ever in Australia, and that is, should you be eating dinner early or late? Now, Stephen, you're a big early guy, right?
I am, and in fact, I've done some research during that song to back up my argument.
All right.
Turns out,
science.
Australia and Aussies in general are leaders in eating dinner early, right? Behind Norway, we are the earliest country in the world. Aussies typically tend to eat dinner between 5 and 7, and then in the UK and in Europe, it gets a bit later. 6:30 to 8 p.m. in England, Italy, it's 8 till 10. Greeks do it 10 to 11,
which is outrageous. That sounds lovely to me.
But Australia, we have a rich history of getting out.
Rod on Facebook is agreeing with you, by the way. He says 5 p.m. at the latest.
The latest? What are you talking about?
This is a man who's got his head screwed on correctly. This is
outrageous.
What I'm talking about.
Outrageous. Well, look, we're a bit out of time here, but we'll go to the phones. Matt in Port Stevens, you have the casting vote. So this decides once and for all for everything forever. What is it better to eat early or late?
No pressure. Look, I was always an advocate of eating early because you get to digest your food early and quicker and then go to sleep and have your tummy churning and whatnot. I'm also an advocate for eating cheese late. I will chase those night terrors.
Nah, cheese isn't dinner. That's all right. I'll take that as a win for early dinners.
Matt, congratulations. You've taken Stephen to a win. Look at his little grin on his face. Look how happy he is.
You can see my grin.
The two of you. Little cheesy grins, love and life. There we go. It's solved once and for all.
Across Newcastle and the Hunter, this is The Novos. You're waking up with the Novos.
105.3 New FM.
So, guys, yesterday I went to the Waratah News Agency post office. You know that one that's both in the Waratah Village?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that sort of Kmart and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I'm standing in line and there's someone goes, "Hey, Crevo." I was like, "Oh, who's this?" Turn around. It's Paul. You guys remember Paul? He was the delivery guy that delivered a lot of the boxes for ticket
box.
And he was there. He's asking. He said, "Oh, you know, how's Stephen? How's Siobhan going? How did Bryn go in the storm the other day?" And he was just asking. All he was doing great. Paul's in great form. And he just wanted to say hi to you guys. So
thanks.
I just thought I'd pass that on.
Well, hi to Paul as well. I'm glad to hear that he's, you know, still doing well. Even yeah. though, unfortunately, he's not seeing us every morning.
Well, that's right. But, you know, he's a delivery guy, so he's got heaps of work on. He was there in line doing some post office stuff, I guess. So it was good catching up with him. Are you... Yep.
Sorry.
You're a bit thrown, Kath. You're thrown by Paul.
No, I thought you were still going.
No, we're good.
Right.
We're
no
good.
Worries. I've got some news for you. A wrong that is going to be righted. A very important thing is going to get bigger.
Bigger is always better.
That's what I always say.
New FM, that's next.
A little bit of cloud around this morning, but it should burn off later today. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley here at New FM.
Okay, team, I know you've been waiting for it. You don't have to wait much longer. What's the Goss coming up very shortly? One of our favourite Australian bands reunited after 6 years apart.
Oh, this is
Veal and Who very shortly.
Exciting stuff.
Very exciting stuff. You know what else is exciting stuff?
What?
Car parks are getting bigger.
Oh, this is one for the adrenaline junkies. Make sure you got your seatbelt on here. Make sure you're strapped in.
Here we go.
Right, what's going on with car parks?
All right, so people have been getting bigger, cars have been getting bigger, but the size of an average car park hasn't gotten bigger since 1993. And this week, Standards Australia has proposed increasing the required length in off-street lots by 20 centimetres.
So this like your Woolies type one, say, Mayfield or whatever.
Yeah, so the ones where you kind of drive in. So not the on-street car parks, but the one where you go into a car park that's off-road.
Mm. Yep.
They've got to get 20 centimetres longer. And the argument is that the cars have gotten longer. So in 1993, a Ford Falcon was 4.92 metres long. And today, Australia's most popular car is the Toyota Hilux dual cab ute, unsurprisingly, particularly around Newcastle. And that's 5.27 metres long, which actually only gives it 15 centimetres in the actual bay to fit, right? So there's only 15 centimetres
leeway.
Yeah. So much.
Which is why the arse of the cars is always sticking out.
Yeah, if you've got a tow bar on as well, that's probably over.
Or a bull bar on the front, tow bar on the back, you're stuffed,
yeah,
right? There's
real
not
trouble.
Enough space.
Yeah, geez.
So, they're proposing to make it 20 centimetres longer. I don't think that's big enough. I think they should go bigger. And particularly, they're not increasing the width. And we're all fatter. And we need to open our doors wider. So they need to increase the width as well. Lots of discussion about this on the socials and all over the place.
A lot of people get very passionate about it.
Yeah, and bizarrely, some people think that the car park should be smaller.
Yeah, fit more in.
No, to encourage people to buy smaller cars.
Well, this is an unpopular opinion. I think cars should be getting smaller. Not bigger.
Well, that is true. I agree with that. I think people should... A lot of people have big cars, never use them.
Well, that's it. If you're using a big car for the purpose of a big car...
Got tools in there or something.
Absolutely fine. Mm. But Australia's got this love affair with, like, big utes. Mm. When a lot of the time people don't use... Like, one of my housemates got one. Got a big Hilux.
Yeah.
He's never taken it off-road. Not even like, yeah. Only
Does he put anything
roads.
In the back or not?
Pardon?
Does he put anything in the back or not?
Yeah, like soccer clothes or like his jumper or something like that.
That's right.
Shopping sometimes, yeah.
Half the time you see, like you said, one of those big dual cap utes. What do you got in the back there? A single spanner. I'll give you the hot tip. You can fit that in a Yaris if you want.
Yeah, I think in general, and I do tend to agree that we should be encouraging people to buy smaller cars.
Mm.
Better for the environment, cheaper for people as well. Cars are too big. I'm passionate about this.
Well, as you boys know, I drive an SUV. That's because I often have a Great Dane in the back.
Yeah,
that's a reasonable use of a large car.
But also, SUV is an okay size. What we're talking about are these real big, like the ones that really annoy me are those big, like Ram American utes they're bringing over.
Yep.
God, they're so obnoxious and so huge. Big. For what reason?
Yeah. There's
a big difference between, you know, like an ASX or an Outlander and a Pajero, to use the kind of Mitsubishi levels of, you know, like you can have an SUV that's not necessarily, like you can still put it in a small car.
Exactly. Space. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's, they're the cars don't bother me. And like, you know, the soccer mum car, as you will, that's fine. People are transporting family around. We're trying to carpool, no dramas. But it's those big, massive, obnoxious ones that come from the States. Of course they come from the US. I think we need to,
You shouldn't be able to fit a smaller car in the boot of your car. That's just a lesson in life, I reckon. New FM.
Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Now, team, this morning when I saw an article, my heart almost stopped. I couldn't believe it, right? INXS reunion.
Yes!
Unbelievable. You know, I was going straight on to Ticketmaster, Ticket Tech. I was like, Live Nation. Like, where can I get tickets? Where are they playing? Clickbaited. We've all been clickbaited.
What?
The group are back together for the first time since 2017.
That's good.
But not to play any shows. They've come together for a couple releases, right? So they've got a book that's come out. It's called Calling All Nations. It's like a 400-plus page love letter with stories and pictures from the band and their fans, which you can like purchase in three different formats, including the Super Deluxe box, hand-signed by all the members of INXS. So a bit of like memorable.
Except for Hutchins, because obviously he can't sign anything.
Yeah, well, obviously. But you know, a bit of memorabilia for you there.
Oof.
They've also, I guess, re-released some music. All Juiced Up Part 2, a collection of 9 limited edition coloured vinyl records featuring remixes of INXS classics like Need You Tonight, Listen Like Thieves and New Sensations. So a couple of remixes if you want.
Mm.
But they have shut down any hopes of a live show anytime soon. So, unfortunately, we will not see the band performing together in, I guess, the near future anyway.
Party pooper.
I know, clickbaited so hard. I was so excited. And then...
Are you a big fan, Kath?
They're probably my most favourite Australian band.
There you go.
Big call. Yeah. I'm absolutely gutted. So,
like, I've got every single album. I saw them live. Heaps. I've got T-shirts at the whole chicken.
Will you buy the hand-signed one? The box set?
No.
New albums? No. Vinyls?
Nah, you've already got them.
Not a vinyl, no.
No, okay.
You've already got them as well.
Well, like, I've already got them. And like, when you've got something signed by INXS with Hutchins, signed by INXS without Hutchins just doesn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not good enough for some.
A true fan over here. I get it. It's good. No, it's good.
Anyway, moving on, speaking of more failed reunions, God, I love this. Liam Gallagher has announced the Definitely Maybe 20th Anniversary Tour due to take place in 2024. Full dates and tickets not available just yet. We're still waiting all that. But Liam is planning on embarking on the tour with former Oasis guitarist Bonehead, but not Noel. Noel has been left out.
I mean, those two boys will never kiss and make up, will they?
Oh, it's unbelievable. So Liam has claimed that he asked Noel to join the tour, but Noel refused. Noel tends to disagree. He's accusing Liam of rewriting history by pretending the band was happier than they were, and also refutes an offer of reunion. This is his quote, Noel's quote. There's never really been a serious offer about the Big O getting back together, but there you go. I love how he's like full Voldemort in it. The man who can't be named. The band who can't be named. The Big O.
They're at such loggerheads. It's like if one of them said to the other, well, you are in fact not an idiot, it'd be like, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
The thing is, without a doubt, in my mind, they would be the biggest band of all time if they had a civil relationship. And the reality is, people who are going to, what's Liam's act called? Liam Gallagher's Flying Circus or whatever. Mm. Whoever's going to see Liam live would just rather be watching an Oasis concert.
That's the fact of it, isn't it?
So, I mean, I'm still hopeful one day they'll have a reunion, but
I'm not.
Less and less likely.
Keep that passion nice and high, because we're going to be talking Santa photos next.
Oh, I'm fired up.
Good stuff. Fired up.
The Novos. Waking up Newcastle and the Hunter.
105.3 New FM.
Only on 105.3 New FM.
And Jess, I hope you're still there, because you are not immune from this wrath.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is me, Stephen, versus you three and all other dog owners. I'm going to dig me heel in, right? On Wednesday.
Yeah.
That's yesterday, isn't it?
Sure was.
I was shopping at, I lose track of days. Westfield Katara.
Sure.
And they've already got up there the little throne for Santa photos.
They've already started taking them at Green Hills.
Too soon, but that's a whole other
debate. That is a whole other debate. But anyway, they were taking photos there when I was there. The throne's all set up and they got all the tinsel and all the kind of decorations knocking about, and all the big obnoxious baubles hanging off the roof that do at the shopping centres. Anyway, all set up, ready to go. And I saw in line waiting for a Santa photo was his family. So I say family, mum, dad, and their two kids. One of them a human child, one of them a dog child for a Santa photo. And I could not believe it. What is the point?
What do you mean?
Hey.
What do you mean, what do I mean?
They're part of the family. What's the problem?
Why are you taking a Santa photo with your dog? Get them out the supermarket. They shouldn't be allowed in, and they shouldn't be allowed to take photos. What if Santa's allergic to dogs? He's got bad hay fever that day or something like that.
Well, Santa should know the dog's going to be there, and maybe they should have picked a different Santa.
What do you mean pick? There's only one Santa.
Only one Santa, Jess.
Picked a different Santa. That's outrageous.
Just made a miscalculation.
She just fumbled over her words. Anyway, we'll continue. So, so Santa's there, and, you know, maybe his hay fever's bad, I'm not sure, but there's a dog there with the family, and I'm thinking, what on earth is this dog doing in the supermarket? Get him out! Because especially, what's worse is at the moment, the photos with Santa are pretty quiet, because people have got lots of time. But you watch, when the final week before Christmas, when everyone's there shopping and everyone wants to get these photos as well, all the dogs will be in line together, barking at each other, yapping. Sniffing each other's bottoms like they do.
You're such a party pooper.
Oh, Jess, I'm not a party pooper, though.
Two things. One is the responsible dog owner is always going to go early because they don't want to have a situation where their dogs are going off at each other in a shopping centre. And the second one is dogs are part of the family. Shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's all that needs to be said, really.
Quite an articulate argument there from you, Kath. Well thought out.
I've got a very similarly articulate argument. Ready? Just have a listen to this.
You are wrong.
I don't think I am, though. And you know what? Like, I'm all fair for the responsible dog owner to do it. But call me a cynic. Most people aren't responsible. Most people in this world are quite selfish, I think. I reckon, therefore...
See, this is why you need to own a dog, and then you'll meet a better quality of person at the dog park.
I am so skeptical.
Correct.
So skeptical, and I'm thinking we should ban all dogs from Santa. Okay, so say, for example, Jess, you take your dog, Alfie, to go get a photo.
Yeah.
What are you doing with him? Are you, like, showing him in 5 years' time? Oh, look how small you were. Oh, wow, you've grown up so
it's
much.
It's purely he for doesn't my care. Benefit.
Oh. Oh, well, why do you... Anyway, it actually winds me up like you wouldn't believe.
I've taken a Santa photo with my dog, Molly.
You haven't, have you?
Yeah.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Have you genuinely? You're not pulling me leg?
No, I'm not. I'll struggle to find it because it was a couple of years ago.
And for what purpose?
So I can show her. Now.
No.
I showed her just the other day. I was like, remember this? And she was like, yeah, I do remember.
All right, well... I'm going to start a petition to ban actions like that and all actions like that moving forward.
No one will join you.
4967-4105. Of course, we've got Lakeside Music Festival Experience tickets up for grabs. So this is tickets to the festival plus accommodation. For all those that get involved in the show, you go in the draw for that experience.
And it's a family pass and you're staying in a beachfront apartment. So this is luxe. You want this.
Beachfront apartment. No dogs, even though it says the family. maybe dogs aren't part of the family. That's maybe goes into my argument. Anyway, 4967-4105. Are you like me and you reckon, come on, this can't be serious? Or do you think it's a cuteness overload? You think that the dog should be allowed to have a photo with Santa?
All right, 4967-4105. Let's put Stephen in his place here because this is the most outrageous thing that's ever been broadcast. We'll get your calls on the air next here at New FM. Lovely spring day today. Tops of 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland and the Valley, 17 right now here in Warrabrook.
And everybody who gets on the radio with us all this week goes into the draw to win the Lakeside Music Festival experience. Two nights accommodation and a stunning beachfront apartment, plus a family pass to be a part of all the fun and excitement of the Lakeside Music Festival in Foster Tuncurry on November 4. You can get tickets now at lakesidefestival.com.au.
And there's a few over Castrians who are about to get in the draw. I can only assume to join my petition to ban dogs in the supermarkets for Santa photos, because they just shouldn't be in there anyway. They
good
stink
luck,
and they bark and they're causing a ruckus. Honestly, I just think it's outrageous. And for what point? Anyway, so I'm trying to ban dogs allowed to have photos with Santa, sorry. You guys are like, oh, they're cute, they're part of the family, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, let's let Newcastle decide this. First of all, to Hamilton, Vicky, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are they should be allowed.
Yeah,
of course.
Of course they should. They'll increase even some sales as you're walking down the aisle by some doggy food, toys, you know.
Well, you think it's a good decision for the economy? It's all financially based.
Yes, exactly right.
Oh, well, that's good. You know what? And a bit of economic sensibility, sometimes that doesn't hurt, you know.
I can get behind a financial argument.
Let's go to the best part of the Greater Newcastle area, to East Maitland. Hello, Nicole. What do you think?
Hi. I'm all for you putting your dog in your Santa photo, but don't go to the shops because I'm allergic and it's disgusting. And
One for Team Steve.
Yeah, that line awful. But I think I could make out Nicole saying no dogs in the supermarket. People are allergic, including herself.
Yeah.
So you guys can't refute that argument, surely.
Yeah, it's a strong argument.
Claritine.
Yeah.
Toughen up, Nicole. You know, I get it.
Take a Claritine for your dog.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Dog owners are so selfish.
Yeah, but like if it was a, you know, a guide dog or something, you couldn't complain about it. It had a legitimate reason to be there. What's the difference?
Yeah, I've done me in there. That's fair enough. I can't refute that.
To God's Country, a.k.a. Mayfield. Good morning, Kathy. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. What if the owners had guide dogs or companion animals?
There we go. And what, you reckon they want a photo with that guide dog or companion animal?
Yeah.
Well, that's the only family that they know.
God, she's taking the moral high ground, Kathy has.
I think what you're experiencing now is a bit of trouble, Stephen.
So my Brinny is, of course, a medical assistance dog, right? She's allowed to go anywhere. And I wouldn't go and get a photo with her, mostly because she just wouldn't deal with the crowd. But, they are part of your family. Why not?
You know, the problem is here, the only way I can win this argument now is look like a bit of a tosspot. But you know what? Jog on. I can still ban them. I'm happy to take that label.
Tops at 21 for Newcastle, 22 for Maitland in the Valley. Lovely, partly cloudy day here at New FM.
And hey, don't forget, tomorrow is the last chance to get yourself in the draw for the Lakeside Music Festival experience. This looks pretty flash, team. I mean, it's like a family pass to the festival itself. Plus, you get two nights accommodation and a beachfront apartment, if you don't mind. So, last chance to get in the draw tomorrow, and also for you, Feel Good Friday, $100 worth of Singos up for grabs.
Have Novocastrian winners here at New FM, and for your 100% live and local way to get home with Joel this afternoon, he's going to be talking to the Angels, and he's got plenty of ticks to give away there as well.
Oof. Local winners only. That's
Joel's
what we're
killing
all about.
It. I'm going to stick around and listen to that.
Stay in your car. New FM.